Hi, this is Danielle Ojiabalu, LPC, and I'm the owner of Hope to Healed, PLLC. I am licensed in the state of Texas, and I'm bringing you this podcast, which is serving as a way to raise the awareness of mental illness in our society, with a special emphasis in Black and minority communities. It is my hope that with topics that are discussed, there will be something that would spark someone's interest to go and reach out to get the help that they need to move on in their purpose in life. You can reach us at www.hopetohealed.com. And you can also reach us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the same handle, hopetohealed.com. If you'd like to comment about our podcast, be sure to use the hashtag hopetohealed. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and we hope that you come back and listen some more in the future. Hey, this is Danielle Ojiabalu, and I'm coming today to talk to you about grief again. And this time, this grief hit close to home again. And this is a rather sensitive subject for me because I have to admit my transparency that I have with people close to me, to strangers, and then also my vulnerabilities. As a therapist, this is not something that we do with our clients, but I am not functioning in the role of therapist. I am functioning in the role of a mental health advocate and healer. So I want to tell you, my sister passed away July 4th, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in October of 2018. And I live very far from her at the time. She was in Detroit and I was in the Houston area. And so I felt like November 2019 was a call to really spend time with her because in my spirit, I felt like her time was short. And it was devastating to go to her chemotherapy appointment with her on Thanksgiving Day, I believe, and see her sit in that chair and those bags of all the poison dripping into her veins, and then watching her weaken and become ill. And the last time I went to chemotherapy with her in November of 2019 was her last chemotherapy treatment because she became very ill and spent, I believe, about a month in the hospital and went into hospice. So in March of 2020, this year, just before the pandemic hit the U.S. for real, I felt led to go back to Detroit to spend some time with her. And she was very, very thin and emaciated and a little bit weaker than what I was used to seeing. And the grieving process continued for me. And I tried to be strong for her and to just be there to pray for her and to comfort her and to serve her and to help my mom, who was caring for her as well. And then my eldest son told me in June of this year, "You need to get there because it's almost over." So right in the midst of a pandemic, we went back up to Detroit and I spent 10 days, roughly about 8 days there serving and helping my mother and my other sister care for my sister. She died on the 4th of July this year. And it was really, really bittersweet because I was very happy for her that she got to leave this world and be in the presence of God, but also that, she left a void in the earth and a lot of people loved and cared for her. And it was only until after she passed that I realized how impactful and encouraging she was to so many people. Let me rewind the tape a little bit. Back in March, when I went to Detroit and I saw how my sister was doing, I decided that I needed to process what I was feeling with a licensed professional. And so being a licensed professional, it's a very healthy thing to do, especially when you are helping other people process their stuff. You want to make sure that your soul is cared for as well. So I started seeing a therapist. She didn't work out too well. So I switched to a therapist. I'll call her Michelle. And Michelle was an anointed woman of God who spoke truth and life into me during that season. And I noticed that our conversations shifted to basically a word that was given to me more than 20 years ago. Well, it was about 11 years ago, telling me to write the book. And then several other words back in the past came to me, write the songs. And out of fear, I had shrunk away from writing the books and the songs. Now, I have written the songs. They're in a book. I just don't know what to do with them. So if anybody has any suggestions, I'll be happy to take them. But the book, I have the frame. I have it set up, ready to go. Just need to fill in all the gaps in the outline. And I just felt stuck because it was some very, very sensitive information in the book that I thought would hurt my family. But then Michelle told me, write the book anyway. And then told me that she made $100,000 off of writing a book about her trauma. And she was able to do a whole lot with her business and with her, you know, purchase of a home and other things during that season when she was writing. So she told me to write the book. And she gave me assistance and support in grieving my sister. And she even encouraged me to build my business and to work for myself. And then the last time I talked with Mona, she was reaching out to me quite a bit. She had relocated to Virginia and was overwhelmed with work and wasn't seeing clients for a while, but she was sending messages back and forth, and I was responding to her messages. So we were in communication, but our communication stopped on November 6th. And I was pretty slammed with my business building and working, you know, a full-time job, et cetera. And I didn't realize that Michelle hadn't been writing me. So I went to the portal and I looked and noticed that it was November 6th. And I thought, that's really weird. And I said, well, I'm going to reach out to Michelle and tell her that I understand that she is busy and overwhelmed with being a fiance and, you know, working a new job in Virginia and not really having the time and attention to pay attention to her side gig, and that I was going to probably seek counseling elsewhere because it was November and the holiday is around. And I started thinking a whole lot about my family up in Detroit and my sister who is late. And then I distracted myself and went off and did something. And 20 minutes later, I came back to a message on my computer. And it said, I regret to inform you of the passing of your therapist, Michelle. And if you need any further assistance, reach out to us, blah, blah, blah. And I sat at the computer and I cried and cried and cried. And I started reflecting on some of the things that Mona and I, Michelle and I talked about. I keep calling her Mona. Michelle and I had talked about, and then I remembered the last words she said to me, "Write the book, Danielle." And so I'm sitting at the very computer where I wet up my desk imaginary tears, bawling and crying over the loss of a dear person to me who impacted me in a few short months, and remembering the words that she spoke over my life, "Write the book, Danielle." She said a lot of other stuff that I can't or won't disclose right now. So I posted on my Instagram page a quote that I saw that really hit me and reminded me of Michelle. It said, "If your dreams don't scare you, they are too small." And I want to tell you that writing this book is very scary because it's talking about some things that happened to me growing up that put strongholds on my life. And while I got healed, set free, and delivered, I'm uncomfortable with disclosing this information as a therapist. But my therapist said, "Write the book, Danielle." She even told me that she had so much feedback from people when she wrote the book that she wrote about her life, that, and she said that it helped them deal with the stuff that they had been through and encouraged them to go and get help. So I'm going to tell you all, I am going to write the book. I am going to use my Christmas break and in my already shut-in situation with the pandemic, I am going to fill in the blank spaces and the empty places in my manuscript, and I am going to complete it in the new year. And I would appreciate your faith-filled prayers for God's will to be done in my story and how I present it, and that many people will come to know Him and will also care about their mental health and seek help based on what I've written. Thank you all so much for listening to my humbling story of my past issues and my present trauma. And I ask that you would share this podcast if it means anything to you. You think it will mean something to someone else. Also, you can comment on social media by using the hashtag #HopeToHealed. I love reading comments and responding to them, especially if they're healthy. I just want to say I appreciate all you all who are listening, and I want you to know I'm going up. This is a baby podcast, but I believe that as God shows me how to work this out, I'm going to bring some very good content to you in the future that will be relevant and helpful in your situation. So I wish you a blessed night, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.